Well, we are in the midst of wrapping up 2021 and also looking ahead to 2022. We're going to do the latter with our old friend Sam Rowe, editor of Ticker.co. And he has been looking at some of the big market themes to watch going ahead to 2022. Sam, welcome back. We want to look, first of all, as you did, at earnings, because earnings this, you know, I think it's safe to say that a number of different metrics in 2021 were better than expected. We tend to see analysts sort of lowball these sorts of things. But nonetheless, earnings have been doing really, really well. So I guess one of the big questions that you're asking here is, will they continue to do as well?
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, 2021, I mean, this whole pandemic period has just been really crazy in that everything has been very difficult to model. And that's what every single one of these analysts, and then yes, the strategists too, is there's, you know, all these models are so sensitive to all these different inputs that whatever it spits out, whether it's 10% earnings growth or 30% earnings growth, there's always this wide margin of error. Not to mention the fact that, you know, so many of these inputs are, you know, unpredictable. And I think one of the more interesting periods from 2021 was Q3, where and even early Q4, where, you know, everyone was trying to understand the impact of the Delta wave of the coronavirus. And, you know, yes, there was an incredibly terrible variant of this virus, but, you know, people were out there shopping and corporations were raising prices and profit margins were getting fatter and, you know, earnings crushed estimates, you know, yet again, as it often does. And so that's basically kind of the setup going into 2022, right? So 2021, you know, based off of, you know, the estimates so far and all the incoming data that we've already had, earnings are estimated to have grown 45% year over year since 2020. Now, you know, 2020, you know, has kind of a low base, but 45% is still pretty extraordinary. And going into 2022, you know, all these strategists who are, you know, forecasting where the stock market is headed, on average are forecasting about 9% earnings growth for next year. So, you know, when you consider it relative to 45% growth in 2021, 9% seems kind of ambitious, but, you know, when you consider the long history of the stock market and earnings growth, 9% ends up becoming, you know, pretty average. So, you know, the question ranges from everything to, you know, is the bar set too high? Is it just right? Or, you know, are we going to find out that, you know, a lot of the things that we talked about last week, right? You know, all these sort of signs of pent-up demand in the economy, is that going to translate to something that leads to even better earnings than what's currently being projected for 2022?
And Sam, you know I love me some gross profit margin calculations, but you, my friend, are looking at net profit margins next year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, net profit margin, operating profit margin, gross profit margin, right? So, you know, gross profit margin, Brian, you know, that's sort of the starting point, right? Like, what are costs going to look like? What are input costs going to look like for companies going into 2022? And, you know, if it is the case that supply chains start to ease up and, you know, actions from the Fed or whatever lead to a situation where input costs start to come down and, you know, all these inflation metrics start to come down, then, you know, gross margins could potentially expand. Not to mention the fact, and then, you know, and then if you go further down the income statement, I don't know how wonky we want to get here, but I like your setup, Brian. If we want to talk about, you know, operating profit margins, so after all those input costs, you talk about all the various fixed costs that a business has, like, you know, the leasing of office space or ongoing salaries for, you know, the finance department or whatever. If there is going to be some sales growth, you know, like we were talking about just before, if demand is going to continue to increase and sales is growing based off of a fixed cost structure, then yeah, you can get some more improvements in operating profit margin just because companies are producing more with their existing infrastructure. And But yeah, you know, the forecast that you see in the chart, you know, is net profit margin. And so that also incorporates things like interest costs, interest expenses, and taxes. And, you know, this sort of relates to the third item in 2022 market themes. You know, what happens with interest rates? Because, you know, of course, interest rates is something that's going to factor into things like interest expenses and interest costs. And yeah, it's going to have to do with what happens with interest rates in 2022. And, you know, I think we were you guys were talking about this in an earlier segment. The forecasters out there are predicting long-term interest rates to rise. Like, you know, I think the 10-year yield is somewhere around, you know, 1.5% right now. But, you know, there's an expectation that that's going to start to grow to you know, 2% and even potentially higher. So that's going to be an interesting one to watch because, you know, of course, when interest rates rise, you know, it's not just, you know, the cost of borrowing for corporations, but it's the cost of borrowing for everybody. And that has the potential to ripple through the economy.
Although as your other, one of the other charts that you have shows, stocks still traditionally have gone up after rate hikes. Finally, let's talk valuations for a sec, Sam, because this has been a perennial topic, right, for the past several years where a lot of belly aching about high valuation, stocks priced to perfection, da-da-da-da, and then valuations just keep going up, or at least are elevated versus historical levels. So I guess that's one of the other lingering questions going into this year. Will this be the year, finally, that we see valuations start to come down in a more decided fashion?
Yeah, that's a great question. And this is the thing that's been driving investors and market forecasters, you know, insane since, you know, the beginning of the stock market. Like, you know, I think Brian even mentioned, you know, in the earlier segment that, you know, one of the things that, you know, he's learning is that valuations can stay very high for a very long period of time. And yeah, that's exactly what we're learning. You know, it's not just this past year, it's the year before and the year prior that, you know, these valuation levels have been elevated. I mean, if we want to start to get into the sort of the math of it all, you know, there is this kind of irony that happens when, you know, if valuations do stay this high for long enough, these elevated valuation levels end up becoming the long-term average that it's being measured against. But yeah, no, there's a lot of different sort of questions as to what happens here. Including, you know, what happens to interest rates, because, you know, there is this, you know, this thinking that low interest rates is one of the reasons that valuations have been elevated because it justifies, you know, a higher level of valuation for a number of reasons, including lower borrowing costs. But, you know, when interest rates are really low, you know, other kinds of securities that aren't stocks, that aren't equities, you know, like bonds and credit and all these other more interest rate sensitive securities become a little bit more attractive because, you know, you get more yield and suddenly, all right, well, it's a safer bet to invest in a bond that has a decent bond yield as opposed to a stock where you're trying to get a dividend payment, but, you know, it's lower on the capital structure, you know, all that good stuff. So yeah, it's a big question. It's something that's always, you know, got people scratching their heads. But I think one thing that's really important to note, though, regardless of why whatever is driving valuations, it is possible for valuations, as measured by the PE ratios that we're talking about, it is possible for valuations to come down in a decided way without stocks going down, as long as earnings growth is outpacing stock prices, which is something that that happened in 2021. Remember, we started this segment talking about how earnings growth is up 45%, and this is a year where the stock market was up, you know, about 30%. 30% is an extraordinary number, but 45% earnings growth is, you know, actually a much higher pace of growth. And so this is why valuations have come down a little bit in 2021. So it's right. Possible that we could get a repeat of that next year where earnings growth outpaces stock price growth and valuations come down as prices are rising.
Well, given what we're seeing in terms of some of the forecasts for the end of next year, it looks like that's what some people are banking on. Sam, good to see you. Thanks so much. Sam Rowe of Ticker.co. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you soon and Happy New Year. I know I saw more good swag there. It's a vest this time. Awesome. Thanks, Sam.